Hi, and welcome back for week five. And this is the final week of the seven-step process for releasing this year and moving into the new year. Let us begin with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week, Jane will be reviewing with us the final steps and a meditation for releasing the year and moving into the new year. Let us watch and listen.
Well, here we are, very close to the new year. Very close. In fact, it's just a few hours away. Just a few hours away. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you may be joining me right now, listening to this meditation. Hopefully you are. As I said to you a couple days ago, that we were going to have this meditation. And we're going to go up the seven steps. So I ask you to join with me and close your eyes and just relax and let go. Relax and let go. Because we are now going to go up the seven steps. Picture in your mind seven golden, beautiful steps. Golden, beautiful steps. Made out of gold, shiny and bright. And each step is so important. Because at the top of the step, we see a big sign that says, "Welcome, welcome." Picture yourself at the bottom of this step, the very bottom. And take another deep breath with me and just release and let go. Release and let go. And let that God part of you, that God part of you. We're walking in the ethers. We're walking in the divine energy of God, the cosmic consciousness that created each and every one of us individually. We are all here, ready to take this step. And as we look at the first step, it's about difficulties and disappointments. And we had a lot of interesting things on our pages, our journaling. So take that step. Take that step. And stand on that step. It's called difficulties and disappointments. Difficulties and disappointments. And indeed, there were quite a few disappointments and difficulties. Oh, and we're so happy just to let them go. So for a moment or two, I'm just going to be still and in the silence with you. As you think of some of them, most important difficulties and disappointments that you had on your sheet of paper that you are letting go. That you are letting go. So just relax with me and think about those disappointments and difficulties that you've had. And so now as we move forward, we release those disappointments and difficulties. We let them go. We surrender them into the universe. They're just mere thought forms, experiences that we want to release and let go. We release them, we let them go. Poof, poof. As we move forward to the next step. And the next step is our hopes and dreams. Oh, we had so many hopes and dreams. So many, many, many hopes and dreams. And some of our difficulties came that we weren't able to fulfill some of our hopes and dreams. And we don't know if we're going to be fulfilling those dreams. But right now, we're releasing all of them because we need to open ourselves up to new hopes and dreams. And maybe some of them you'll be still adding to your list. But we all had hopes and dreams. So think of some of the hopes and dreams that you had as we stand on this second step. In the silence of the universe, as we release these things, we let them go. And so we release these hopes and these dreams, knowing that next year there'll be more possibilities for us because we've allowed these hopes and dreams to dissolve and prepare us for new hopes and dreams. Prepare us for new hopes and new dreams. We take this next step, which is forgiveness. Forgiveness. And we realize that this is an important step for erasing karmic debts, karma that we've had to do this year. Forgiveness is always the answer. Because we've been together for so many eons of time, many of us playing different parts. Most important person to forgive is ourselves. and we forgive ourselves. We release ourselves to freedom, to freedom. I want you to see yourself on this forgiveness step. I want you to see yourself. And I want you to look at yourself on this step as the observer of self. Observe the self that you're looking at and say to yourself, I forgive you, I release you, I let you go. I release you, I let you go. All the things that I hammered on you and pushed on you and judged, I let it go, and I love you. I love you with all my heart. You're the essence of my being. You are the evolution of my whole beingness. You are my soul. You are my soul. And I lovingly accept it. I lovingly accept you, and I forgive you. I let you go to greater evolution next year, and I make a promise to you. I'm not going to beat you up like I did this year. I'm not going to be disappointed and angry and hammering your head. I promise you, I'm making a promise right now. I will look at you and I will support you. And I will do that which is needed by me to do. But I'm not going to hammer myself and judge myself and beat myself up anymore. I'm going to observe myself. I'm going to be the great observer. I promise myself to observe. So I ask you to put that into your consciousness. Be the observer and to grow and to change with this experience. I'll give you some time just to see yourself, to love yourself and to release yourself. To release yourself, please release yourself. And now we're going to go on. Do thank you, God. Thank you for this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the things that we've had to do. Thank you, thank you. And you know my list of thank yous, God. In gratitude, I say thank you for this year. It's helped me to grow. It's helped me to change. It's helped me to be more of who I am. Thank you. And thank you also for helping me to see the truth of my being, the truth of all that I am, the truth of my beingness. Thank you. And so as we move on to not only the hopes and dreams and good times and bad times and in-between times, all those things, we're releasing them, we're surrendering them to you, God. We're now journeying into the last portion of this, the last very portion. And we're releasing all this, we're taking this last few steps. The good times, the thank you, gods, we're releasing, and we're moving to the final sixth step before we go to the final surrender. We're looking at all these things that are on this list. We're looking at them all, knowing with the very depth of our soul that this was a good year. But we're releasing it, we're letting it go, we're moving forward, we are moving forward, and we are not letting any of this hold us back. And so on the seventh step, the most important step of all, we are surrendering ourselves. We're surrendering all of this that we've gone through this year, every single bit of it, we are surrendering it. It is done, it is over, and it is a divine plan that has come to its fruition. And now I am moving into the new year. I am moving into it in new light, new love, new support, new beingness, pure beingness, fresh, clean, ready to embrace with open arms, an open heart, new eyes and new ears. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for releasing all these thought forms that I've put on these steps. Thank you for taking them and dissolving them. Thank you, thank you, thank you for moving me out of this limited self that I was this year and opening the door for a brand new me to show up. And I promise this new person that's coming forth, this new being of mine, I will honor, I will love, I will support in every way. I will not put myself in jeopardy. I will grow, I will change, I will be. I will do whatever it takes to move forward. I will promise that. I will honestly 100% do what is mine to do. I want to participate in the evolution of my soul. And I will take everything that happens to me in this new year, everything to support me on my spiritual growth. I ask this, I expect it, I know it to be true. I know it to be true to each and every one of you that I'm speaking to. I know it's possible, and I will promise you with all my heart and soul, I will be there for you to help you to stay focused, to stay in the now moment, to do your meditations, to change your life and prepare yourself, because new things are happening even more than you can possibly imagine right now. We are open. We are ready. And I hope that you will listen to this video throughout the year and say, I am ready, I am ready, I am ready, and help me to see that which I need to see, hear that which is mine to hear, and help me to change my consciousness to be the best me that I've ever been in any incarnation that's ever happened. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And so now as you come out of this meditation and I look right at you, I say, thank you, my beloveds. And you are my beloveds. Thank you for spending this time with me. And I promise you that this new year is going to bring huge shifts in this universe for greater understandings of all human beings on this planet to take responsibility for their spiritual growth and to grow and to change and be committed to something higher and more supportive of the universe. God is here with you right now and forevermore. The infinite intelligence that's created this universe is sitting here with you, is in you and through you and beyond you. I say thank you, God, that we're moving into the new year. I am excited about the new year because I know within myself it's going to change for you. You're going to have a different, whole different aspect of yourself. Unfolding like a beautiful rose. You are going to unfold, if you will. But look at your life as an evolutionary process that your soul is trying to bring you to understand more of who you are and to connect you with the infinite intelligence of this universe. So I look forward to seeing you, and we are going to move. Get your hats on. Get your roller skates on. Whatever you need, because we're moving. We're going to go forward, and we're going to go forward together. And I will be here once a week talking to you, supporting you, giving you ideas and thoughts and opportunities to expand your consciousness. It is my joy and my pleasure to be part of your spiritual family and to support you in all that you do. You are beautiful souls. And I am so excited about what's going to be happening. And I'm so excited about being a part of it. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
This was not only a beautiful meditation, but a powerful one as well. And my own experience as we move through the meditation was one of gratitude and release. I'm ready to move into the new year and committed to take my next spiritual step to expand my consciousness. What are you willing to commit to moving into the new year? Think about it this week. We are so grateful for your gifts to the center, which allow us to continue our work supporting humanity. Information for donations is listed in the chat area below. It has been our joy to be with you today, and we look forward to your joining us next Sunday as we continue our Spiritual Power Tools series. Happy New Year. See you next week.